So, my dear lady, we find ourselves at day 21. our long month coming to a close, our long dance coming to an end. Or perhaps it never will. And so today, my dear lady, today is going to be something a little bit more punishing. Because I know, my dear lady, I know you have been a very, very bad girl. And I know that you need punishing, like exactly the same. Because you have yet to come for me, my dear lady. You have yet to come and give me what I need. And continue to give it to me until you can't any more. So today, my dear lady, so today we are starting you on your bed again, but you know this is not going somewhere that you'd expect it to. Because I know you'd be asleep, my dear lady, I know you'd be asleep and unexpecting. and expecting me to be upon you, grabbing your hands. Moving them to the headboard and you feeling a click as the handcuffs latch into place. as you try to fight me, as I move down to your legs, hold them in place and tie them to the edges of the bed, keep you nice and spread. And while you're there, dear lady, I would have to grab a hold of your hair and pull your head back and bite on your neck and remind you who is in control here. and perhaps, my dear lady, just to add insult to injury, or at the very least, what will be injury. I'll tie you up a little bit more. Tie those tits nice and tight. And proceed to reveal a set of clamps that I've been keeping for just this occasion and apply them to your breasts. And now, my dear lady, the main event will start. For I will move behind you. I will need that luscious ass of yours. And you will feel the first stinging slap upon it. And you know, dear lady, you know I will make you count. You know I will make you count every swat and every swipe and every last strike. So count with me, my dear lady. One. Two. Three. You've deserved this. You should have given in while you still had the chance, and yet no, here we are punishing you for denying me, punishing you for being such a bad girl. you know you should be a good girl, and then you will get all the ecstasy, but for now you will get nothing but the pain. Four. Five. Six. 6. I can see your arse is slowly beginning to colour. I can see the coloration from where my hands have been spanking you, from where you've been taking your punishments like such a good, good girl. Seven. 8. 9. And then the last one, my dear lady, the last one will be a strike that you'll remember. As you lie there writhing. 10. And this would only be the beginning, my dear lady, because my mind has very, very dark shadows to explore today. And for the next movement of the dance today, my dear lady, I'm going to fish the Hitachi out. I'm going to slide it underneath you and press it to your cunt. And then I'm going to turn it on. I'm going to turn it on where you're lying there, that arse stinging from the pain, and give you a little bit of pleasure, a little bit of fucking writhing and moaning against the constant buzzing on the Hitachi. And I know just how much you enjoy that, how much you enjoy me watching that lovely arse writhe, move, and shudder. Because I know what you're trying to do, my dear lady, trying to make me take, trying to make me fuck, trying to make me claim. But I think you haven't been a good enough girl for that quite yet. Definitely don't think you've been a good enough girl. And now, my dear lady, we will go on to the main movement, in which I'm going to remove my belt. And I can feel your entire body tensing up at that knowledge, your entire body preparing yourself for what is coming. And once again, my dear lady, once again, if you'd given in, if you'd capitulated, if you'd have finally given me what I needed before now, you wouldn't be going through this. This is what you get for being such a bad girl. And so, you will get to count along with me once more, my dear lady. Count more along once more with me while that arse is already stinging and your cunt is dripping against that Hitachi. So we will count. 1. 2. I can already see the fucking damage done. I can already see how angry your ass is looking. And need I remind you, my dear lady, need I remind you once again that this is of your doing. That there are more levels of pleasure that I'd rather be taking you right now. But this is what you forced me to do. If you were just a good girl and you came for me like I demanded, like I commanded, then you wouldn't be in this position. But you are, because you're a bad, bad girl. 4. 5. 6. 7. And so I can see it, dear lady. I can see how much you writhe. How much you try to pretend that you're not enjoying this as much as I am, as much as you need it, as much as you need to show me that you're a good girl and take your punishment just like this. And I'm sure the Hitachi fucking rubbing against your clit and against your cunt, vibrating the entire time, driving you wild, is probably helping. 7, 8, 9. And so, dear lady, do we have one left? Or is this only the halfway point? And that's all down to you, my dear lady. All down to you as to whether or not you've been a good enough girl for me to cease at this point. Or whether or not you've been a good enough girl for me to continue at this point, depending on your point of view. 10. And I would make you count them off, my dear lady. Make you count them off, every last fucking one of them. Making sure to start again if you faltered. But I think you need some more. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. And so, dear lady, and so I can see just how red and how fucking painful that looks. So the only thing for me to do is smooth it better. And yet the sting I can feel is doing something different to you at the moment, isn't it? The pain is amplifying your pleasure. And perhaps now that you've taken your punishment, my dear lady, perhaps now that you have shown me just how you are a good girl, it is time for me to reward you for being just that. And so, my dear lady, I'm going to grab a toy, a nice big dildo that you've been hiding. And I'm going to grab you by your hair and pull it back. And I'm going to slip it between your legs and fill that cunt up. And continue that fucking dildo, that it's actually riding against your clit, making sure it's in position. As I fuck you, as I hold you down and make you take it, as you're tied and completely at my mercy, and make you take it. And you would hear me growling in your ear as I fuck you hard with the toy, my dear lady, as I hold you there, my hand in your hair, making sure that your neck is craned back so that I get access to it when I need to kiss and stroke it and fucking nibble on it and just kiss the nape of your neck. As I lean into your ear and I just growl and tell you to come for me. As I fuck you hard, as I dig you deep, as I make you take it, as I make you come. As I force you to come, my dear lady, as your ass is still fucking stinging from the slaps and the spanks and from my belt. Till you have no question in your mind who you belong to, who is your master. And then I will fucking make you come just like that, my dear lady, over and over and over and over again. Make you lose your mind. Make you scream over and over as a reward for being such a good girl. As a reward for taking your punishment. And a promise that you won't be a bad girl anymore. But we both know that is as far from the truth as it gets. And so, my dear lady, and so now that you've been suitably punished for holding out, maybe it is time for you to truly, truly come for me. Perhaps it is time for you to take this punishment as a sign that it is over for you, and now that you need to give in and come for me. And come for me until you have nothing left, until your legs are weak. As I need you to come for me over and over and over again, my dear lady. Until you have no way of thinking straight. So, my dear lady, where do we stand? Does the punishment fit the crime? Because I feel it does. I feel it definitely does. So now, my dear lady, you have only one command and one imperative, and that is to be a good girl and come for me. And come for me, and come for me, and come for me, until you have nothing left. For you know just how badly I need it, my dear lady, how hungry the wolf is, how hungry the beast is, and how badly he needs to taste your ecstasy and claim it as his own. So come for me, dear lady, and we shall continue this dance further and further.